So Limud of Chofetz Chaim is the Schus Refuah of Yosef Dobben Chayle Hishtaver for Shlem Vakoriv. So twice recently the Chofetz Chaim's asked us to do the impossible. Yeah? Well, right? The Chofetz Chaim, Lechoira, asked us to do the possible. He says, first of all, that if we hear a story about two people and the person is saying, I did it together with him. Yeah, when we were in school, me and my friend, we put honey on the Rebbe's chair. And therefore the Rebbe got into trouble, he got stuck, and it was very funny, and everybody laughed, and we never got caught, etc., then you're allowed to believe the story about the person who's speaking Lashon Hara about himself, but you're not allowed to believe the story when he's talking about someone else. And then we had another example as well, where there's a sort of palgina dibure, yeah? We say that, for instance, if you hear bad information about somebody and it's possible shidduch, possible business, whatever it is, you're allowed to believe it to the extent that you're allowed to protect yourself from him, but you're not allowed to believe it to the extent that you believe that it's true. So is it true or isn't it true? Says the Chofetz Chaim, it depends how you view halacha. By the way, tell me when the speaker's here. It depends how you view halacha. If you view the halacha mamash as a realistic thing, then you simply say, what the halacha tells me to believe, I believe, and what the halacha tells me not to believe, I don't believe. It doesn't make sense to me, it's irrelevant. He says, for instance, Ramosha Feinstein, he brings down a story from Ramosha Feinstein, who was leaving a premises in order to go to move on to some urgent meeting or whatever it was, and there was somebody standing Shmoneh Esrei by the door. Yeah, so he obviously stopped in front, and it wasn't going to be over Lifnei HaMispalel. And therefore, he stopped. So the people said to him, you should walk past him. So he said, I can't. So they said, why? So he said, the halacha is that you can't be over Lifnei HaMispalel. Says that, so the people said to him, yeah, but the meeting that you're doing is much more important. It's Pekuach Nefesh, call it whatever you like. Yeah, there's some reason why it's very important that you should be over Lifnei HaMispalel in this particular case. So he said, Cheshbonah Sahin, Cheshbonah Sahih. He says, I cannot walk through a brick wall. He said, as far as I'm concerned, the halacha says that the mispalel is a brick wall, and therefore there's nothing else I can do about it. Akavya ben Mahalalel, I was just preparing shir for this week's Pirkei Avos. Yeah, Akavya ben Mahalalel, well, he believed that he was right about a certain halacha. He said that Roiv Gedolim, in the previous generation, my Rebbes, paskened like X, let's say. They paskened X. And the Chachomim of his generation all said, you've got it wrong. Roiv Chachomim of the previous generation paskened Y. And they said to him that if you change your mind and you accept what we say, we want to make you into the Av Beis Din. And if you don't, then we'll put you into Cherem. And he said, I'm going to stick by my principles. And therefore, as far as I'm concerned, I'm following the Roiv. And he was put into Cherem, and the story, he spent the rest of his life in Cherem, and when he died, they stoned his coffin, a whole story in Mishnah in Edios, yeah? But then he told his son, yeah, but you have to pasken like the Chachomim. Why? Because for me it was Rabbim and Rabbim, right? The previous generation, how did they pasken? I was sure I was right about the Rabbim, I was pasken in Karabim. And they were pasken according to the way they thought, it was Rabbim and Rabbim. He said, but now for you, my son, said, it's Yochid and Rabbim. Are you going to pass on like your father? Or are you going to pass on like the rest of the generation? So therefore, for you it's Yochid and Rabbim, you have to change your psak. You have to pass this. He says, how can I pass on the opposite to you? You're 100% sure and you're telling me to pass on halacha. Yeah? The answer is, if you regard halacha as realistic, as you regard halacha as fact, then you have to do what the halacha says. If the halacha says it's like this, it's like that. Halacha says you believe one party and don't believe the other party, that's the halacha. Yeah, it doesn't matter whether it makes sense or not.
Start your day the Surrey Way, Northwest London, Tuesday. Vav Iyar, 21st day of the Omer, 14th of May, Rabbi Mordechai Binstock Schlita, Ribbis in Day-to-Day Life, Part 2. This week's Surrey Way is sponsored anonymously.
So these are big days for members of Klal Yisrael who are learning the Daf Yomi, which is being Mesayim Ezu Neshech, as it were, Ruvis is in the air. And whether for those who are learning the daf, those who aren't learning the daf, these are, it's an area of halacha which is incredibly negeya. Incredibly negeya l'maisa. Yet at the same time, it's an area of halacha where there's still sadly a big lack of awareness. It's been said, we've heard from Choshva Rabban, we've said that Ribbis is perhaps the area of halacha where is the biggest chesaron yediya in among the Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, where it comes to other areas of halacha, so it comes to Shabbos, Kashrus, even if I don't always know what halacha is, at least I know to ask a shayla. And if something, the wrong pot, the wrong spoon, whatever it may be, at least I know, even if I don't know what halacha is, I know I need to go ask a rav. Whereas very often when it comes to Ribbis, there's so many things where if we haven't learned, there's so many areas where we're not even aware there's shaylas to be asked. Which is why the Rabbanim are making every effort to take this opportunity to be mechazik the Indian of Ribbis. We're a few weeks away, there's a chus in Eretz Yisrael to work together with Rav Pinchas Vint, one of the Gedolei Poskim in Ribbis in Eretz Yisrael. He has a base hieroly on the Ribbis. It's a classic sefer, Bris Pinchas, Ribbis, which we're working on the English edition. So a few weeks ago, shortly before Pesach, he called a meeting of all the Avreichim who were associated with his base hieroly, and he was urging everyone to take this opportunity of the Daf Yomi learning Ezra Neshach to give shurim, whatever it may be, to be mechazek the inyan of Ribbis halacha l'maisa. So, but as Hashem wanted to discuss some of the areas of Ribbis where it comes to practical day-to-day life. So yesterday, Dayan Kohenshlita discussed several common mechshalim when it comes to business, heteriska, mortgages. So today, but as Hashem wanted to discuss areas which come in the home, as in shul, in schools, in yeshivas, things which are a common part of day-to-day life, which very often we're not even aware of. I want to discuss some of these halachas, but that's Hashem. So when it comes to Ribbis, though, with there's two halakim of Ribbis. So we have Ribbis Dairaisa and Ribbis Darabonon. We have this Ribbis Dairaisa, which we call Ribbis Ketzutza, and that's two conditions. Ribbis Ketzutza, for something to be Ribbis Ketzutza, number one, that has to be halva, that has to be a loan. Party A has borrowed money from Party B. And number two, the ribbis was kotzutz. The ribbis was prearranged. That party A tells party B, "I'll lend you £100 if you give me £110 in return." That's going to be ribbis kotzutza. With these two conditions: number one, there was a loan. Number two, the ribbis was fixed, was prearranged. So if those two conditions are fulfilled, this is going to be ribbis dairaisa, ribbis kotzutza, and halacha zutza b'dayonim, that Beis Din will make the lender repay the ribbis. Make the lender repay the ribbis that he's taken. So clearly, hopefully, this is something which most people we're gonna be aware of. We're gonna recognize if something is a halva of ribbis ketzutza. Yet at the same time, there can be so many cases where when it's a kid in school who's in the playground who goes over to another boy, says, "Oh, I'm really hungry. Do you have a spare some crisps I can borrow?" And he says, "So you can have crisps as long as you give back tomorrow. But I want a chocolate as well." So it's ribbis ketzutza d'oraisa. Yeah, it's ma'isim b'chol yom. It's something which kids can be not even aware that there's any loan ribbis. Or is, as we know, ribbis is not only with food, with kesef, with not with money. Kesef oichel kol dovar sheyeshach, as the pasuk says. So this is a classic case of ribbis ketzutza d'oraisa. So that will be a case of ribbis ketzutza. Ribbis d'rabbanon is whether even if it wasn't prearranged, whether it wasn't actually a loan. If the any debt which was created, even not through a loan, whether it's through a sale, through a rental, through an employment, any kind of debt which was created, and even if the ribbis was not prearranged, even if the ribbis was the borrower decides of his own free will to give something later, the lender didn't make him pay. Those cases are going to be where it's going to be ribbis d'rabbanon. So the classic case of let's see where a neighbor borrows a bottle of oil which is half full. And when they come to return it, take a full bottle. So that's going to be a case of Ribbis d'rabbanon. It wasn't prearranged. The first neighbor didn't ask for a full bottle in return, but they borrowed half a bottle, and they repaid a full bottle, which is double the value, which is extra to what they gave, which is a classic case of Ribbis d'rabbanon.
If you don't know how much exactly.
Oh, right. So that's something we'll discuss. If we, what can you return? How medactive do you have to be? That's something we'll try and discuss that in a few minutes. Yeah. Right. So what is going to be considered extra? So Ribbis d'rabbanon is to give back more than I took, or Ribbis d'oraisa if it's prearranged, Ribbis d'rabbanon if it wasn't prearranged. So what's going to be considered extra? So Apostle Rebbe, there can be five different ways in which something could be I can be returning extra. I can return extra value. I borrow something and I return something which is worth more. whereas I borrow a bottle of wine, I return a more expensive bottle of wine. I can return something which has a greater quantity. It could even be where something which is not a higher value, I borrow whatever it is, a bag of croutons, and I find one in the shop which is the same price, but whatever it is, 20% extra free. I'm returning something which is a higher quantity. That's also can that passing bring down can also be considered ribis. Something which is a high quality, whatever it is, a superior quality of whatever it is, or nappies, and I borrowed Fred and Flo, and I return whatever it's Pampers, whatever they call it, something which is considered to be a superior quality. You can have something which is exactly the same product, but can be considered to be better because of the time or the place. So let's say, if I borrow a bottle of water, let's say, in the city, and I return it when I'm in the airport, where everything's marked up. So here the mokoim is kaveh, this is a more expensive product. So if I return the bottle of water in the airport where it costs, whatever it is, it costs £4.50 instead of £3, where everything, all the prices are marked up, this is a mokom hayoker. It's a place where things are more expensive. That could also be an issue. And similarly, you can have a zman hayoker. If I borrow matzahs during the year and I return a box of matzahs before Pesach, clearly these are going to be considered much, much more harsh, will be much more expensive. So that also, these are all five different ways in which you can have, I could be returning something in a way which we've considered extra. Where it's the quality, the quantity, the value, the time, right, so yes, something with a heksher, which is considered to be, people view this as a superior product. And that will be considered, it could be considered to be returning extra. So this is all when I'm, what we'd call, sobas or sayin, where I'm actually returning more than I borrowed. So as we know, there's a concept of sobas sob, and I'm returning the same thing. So it can be a bit of confusion just to speak out the differences between these two things. All these cases are cases where I'm returning more than I borrowed. I borrowed something which is of a specific value, and I'm returning something extra. Separate to that, we have an ister d'rabbono called sobas sob, where Chazal forbade, strictly speaking, borrowing any item other than local currency on condition to return the same item, the same quantity of the same item, out of a concern that what I'm borrowing will go up in value. And if it will go up in value, there's a concern I'm returning more than I borrowed, more value than what I borrowed. The case is saw basaw, I borrow a saw of chitin, this measure of wheat, and I return another saw chitin in a month's time. The concern is that by the time it comes to a month's time, this saw chitin will have gone up in value. In the case of the Gemara, when I borrowed it, let's say it was worth 25 dinar, and now it's worth 30 dinar, I'm repaying extra. So that is the classic Isser of Sar B'Sar. There are the number of heterim, which is why today most commodities are not subject to this of Sar B'Sar. There's the heter of Yeshloi, if you own an amount of the product. There's a heter of Yot HaShar, something which has a fixed, stable market value. So most things today, most common commodities, which you could buy in the shop for a fixed value, for a set value, whereas a bag of sugar is going to be, a bag of sugar in Tesco is going to be, it's not going to be fluctuating in price the whole time. So something which is considered to have a fixed value, and as such, it's going to have the heter of Yot HaShar, it's not going to be subject to the Isser of Sar B'Sar. However,
Right.
So the Gemara raises this question. Surely, why is he hasn't gained it? Had I kept it, had I not lent it out, then I would. You're right. The Gemara raises this question. There's a svara. The svara should say, I'm not actually gaining. At the same time, the Gemara says we do use this svara when it comes to mekhem amkar, when it comes to buying and selling. When it comes to a loan, here we're dealing a loan which is as the chomer of a halvah, the halvah d'oraisa, which is more severe, it's more strict, and ultimately, even though there's a svara to say, I would have gained myself, but I'm actually receiving more than I lent, that if I look at the value, I'm receiving a higher value than it was when I lent, so as such, there's going to be Issa Darabonon, unless one of the heterim applies.
Can you explain the Yeshloi?
Right, so Yeshloi is in a case where I actually own an amount of the product myself. So let's just come to a case where Sar B'Sar is a very common way will actually be Osir, is a case of foreign currency. So the heter of Yot HaShar commonly applies to cases where things have a fixed value and not fluctuating the price. Something like foreign currency where the value of, let's say, the dollar or any other foreign currency in England is fluctuating, look at whatever's the futures market at every moment. It's constantly changing. So as such, there's going to be no hazard to say that I can borrow $1,000 today and repay $1,000 next week, and we'll say the Yotza Shah has a stable value, because it doesn't. It's changing the whole time. So as such, there's going to be a serious problem, and wouldn't be allowed to borrow dollars on condition to repay dollars. So there I would have to come onto the heter of Yeshlo. So if the borrower owns an amount of the commodity he's wanting to borrow, so we have a heter of Yeshlo. So what Yeshlo means is that it's difficult to... The Poskim goes how exactly to explain why Chazal were mater, but generally speaking, what comes out is that when the borrower owns an amount of what he wants to borrow, we can look at it as if there's a trade going on. So in the case of the Gemara, if the borrower has chitin himself, when he comes to borrow chitin, rather than saying that the chitin that the lender had were of a specific price and now they've gone up in value in the rishus of the borrower and now he's returning a higher value, since it's Yeshlo, since the borrower has himself chitin, the chitin that he has right now, we consider to be already a repayment b'shas halvah to the lender. So I have, let's say, I have a specific measure of wheat. When I borrow the wheat I have is considered to be the peroin of what I'm borrowing. So since I have wheat and I'm using that to repay the lender, that wheat is already in his rishus. And therefore it's that wheat which went up in value. So therefore he's not actually gaining from the fact that I'm repaying him extra, because since I have that now and I could use this as my peroin, so I view that's what I'm already repaying him with now, and then that wheat went up in value, so he's not gaining from the halva, he's receiving extra value because that was his all along.
Isn't it an imd in the fact that he's borrowing this chitin, that he needs them, that he cannot possibly use the ones that he's got as peroin, otherwise he wouldn't need that
person. Right, yeah. And more than that, you only need to have a small amount to borrow a much larger amount. You don't need to have the full amount of chitin. You can borrow a warehouse full of chitin based on one sack. You can have a very small amount. So yeah, clearly it's not going to be this isn't going to be all that I'm borrowing. I'm going to want much more, and I want chitin. I don't want to use this chitin. But what comes out, it basically speaks out that there's Chazal wants to give a heter. They want to find a way in which we'd allow this transaction to happen based on the lomdus of Yeshlo. Since we have such a lomdus, once I borrow a certain amount, I can then kind of do this thing many times over. Once, with using this lomdus, I can borrow, let's say, I borrow one apple. So now I can borrow again using the same apple. But the lomdus, I can do the same thing over and over again. It's like I can borrow a whole sack of apples based on the one apple that I have. I can't give him now more than one apple. Since the lomdus, I can borrow many times over using the same apple. It's almost like I think one of the poskim speaks out, it's almost like a zecher. Because the isser is to look at the value. If I look at the item, there's no issue, I'm borrowing an apple, I'm returning an apple. Chazal were establishing Isser, Choshesh, that the value goes up, and I look at the value. In such a case, where I have a certain amount, and I can look at it based on the fact that I'm returning the apple that I borrowed, and it's my apple that went up in value, Chazal will matter in this case. Even though, you're right, in terms of the... clearly, I don't want to just give this back, I want to use it myself. But well, that's the heter of Yeshlo.
I don't know if I learned... Understood. I didn't. I want to borrow $100 and return $100, and I've got $1 at
home. Right.
Yeah. So we say Yeshlo.
Right.
But with the $1, I couldn't have repaid the $100.
Right. I could have repaid one of the $100.
One of the $100. Right. I could have. I still owe 99. So right. Therefore, the 99 still belongs to the Malvin. No?
Right. But what Chazal said is, I can look at this as a 100 halvos of $1. I can add up. $1 can borrow better. Because I'm repaying that $1,
yeah.
And that $1 went up in my rishus.
Okay.
And Chazal said, I can do that again. I can now hold on to this dollar, and I can do it again and borrow another dollar. I can consider it 100 halvos of $1, each of which was beheter because I owed $1.
I don't understand that this is halakha, but it's very difficult to understand. You borrow dollars, why can't you give back dollars? Let's say you borrow pounds, which is the currency of your country, and you have no money whatsoever. mean you can't return pounds?
Right. Okay. So that's because we have what we call tiver and payroll. We have currency and commodity. Chazal established that the only thing which has a...
somewhere in the world, it's the same dollar as you borrowed, you're giving him back.
Right. It's because in any particular currency, the only thing which we look at as having a static value is the local currency. As is the local currency. So in England, only pounds we look at having as a fixed value. Everything else we look at as changing in value relative to the pounds.
So if you're in England, you can borrow pounds without having any pounds.
Right, yes. In England, pounds are going to be no problem.
Dollars without having any dollars.
Right. So in any currency, the local currency is going to be fine.
Okay.
When it comes to a foreign currency, that is changing a value relative to the local currency. So if I borrow $100 and I repay $100 next week, today they were worth whatever the rate is, call it £80, tomorrow they're going to be worth £85. So I'm going to be returning a higher value than what I borrowed. Because I'll establish an ISDA here unless we fulfill the criteria.
They did in all sorts of stuff. They did in francs and Swiss francs and pounds and dollars all at the same time.
Right.
Is it a din in the country or is it a din in the sofer? For example, a diamond merchant is constantly doing business on the basis of dollars. Everything is dollar orientated. The fact that eventually he has to take pounds to pay the grocer doesn't affect 90% of his business. It's all done in dollars. So therefore, is it the fact that he's living in the UK?
Right. So the possible discussed the many different cases when to go where the mouth of the loiver are. If the loiver is in one country, the mouth is in another country, then each you can use the local country of each. You can have a heter both ways. You can follow the local country of either of them. Without going into too much detail here, there's a akabonon. There's an issa drabonon of sabasar, which forbids borrowing any commodity which is going to be fluctuating in value, unless I have one of the criteria. There's going to be many different cases based on, and Chanami, there's going to be different cases based on who lives where, how, what I consider local currency, and Chanami. If different people are in different currencies, there's different countries, there could be many different cases where different heterium that apply based on how I convey what is called the local currency. So what heter will I have to come onto here? I'll have to come onto the heter of Yeshle. So if I want to borrow dollars in England and I own a dollar bill, then that's going to be mutter, because I own $1, and now I can borrow dollars based on the heter which Chazal established. Chazal, remember, they established this Isser of Sobasar, and they were mutter, even if it's Yeshle Mat, even if I have a small amount. However, we understand the Lomdus, the Enochonomy grapple with how to be masber properly the Lomdus, but that's the heter of Chazal, which Chazal gave, if I own a certain amount, that's going to be mutter. As long as it's something which I could use as part of the Purayim. So, if I have a dollar bill, there are actually Paskim who say that's not going to be enough. If I borrow a large amount, if I borrow $10,000 and I want to repay it with dollar bills, no one's going to accept it. So there are actually Paskim who say you need to have a larger amount, something which I could use as part of the Purayim. However, there's many Paskim are okay with something in a foreign currency which is at least a bill. Coins, many Paskim are not okay with, because you, generally speaking, coins of a foreign currency wouldn't be accepted. If you go to when you want to exchange currency, they wouldn't necessarily accept coins. But bills, even though I wouldn't be able to say, let's say, repay a full £10,000 out of single dollar bills, I could repay the last 50 I could give, whatever it is, four tens, a five, and five ones. So a kolpanim, it could be used as part of the purayim. And since it could be used as part of the purayim, I can view it as a halva of a dollar many times over. That's going to be just briefly the heter of Yeshle. There could be another heter where it could have all the problem entirely. If I were to borrow the amount of dollars based on the value of the pound, so instead of borrowing $100, I would borrow, however, for argument's sake, the value of £85, and I would repay however much dollars £85 would give me in a week's time. So I would be avoiding the problem, because I'm fixing my loan to the pound, which is local currency, so that I would be avoiding the problem. That's sort of soidomim. Well, I'm borrowing pounds, using dollars as the form of currency which I'm making the loan.
You have to pay back as pounds.
So you can pay back as dollars?
No, if £85 is only today, next week you only have to pay back £83.
No, because there I'm being conveyed the loan as the value of £85. I'm using the dollars as the shabbat.
If you gave him back £85 and the dollar dropped, and you gave him back two.
No, because there I was koveya that the loan is £85. If we were koveya that I'm now borrowing the value of £85, so although I used dollars to make the payment, the amount that I now owe is £85, kafida the value of the pound. So it doesn't matter that in a chalami I'm repaying more dollars than what I borrowed, because we were koveya the chove is pounds. That's also okay. Because once we establish the loan is the value of pounds, so I can, you can technically speaking, as long as both parties agree, you can repay a loan using any currency.
Whatever I give you $100, I want $100 back. I don't care about the value going up or down.
So then you would have a problem. So sorry, you'd have to come onto a different hatter. If I'm being conveyed the value as pounds in local currencies, then that'll be a hatter. Why don't you just come on to cover a few points briefly before we have to finish. So that's the sabasar, which is going to be a... so that's why Rabbanu tell people, Bafram, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, take a £5 note with you. If you come from America, take a dollar bill with you, because very often you're going to be borrowing, lending in foreign currency. You're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, you want to borrow from a friend, pounds, dollars, whatever it is. You're going to come onto a problem of sabasar unless you have an amount of that currency with you. So if you're coming from England, if you own it and it's accessible, those are going to be okay. So if let's say you have it in England and people commonly travel to and from England, so if they own cash in England, that's also going to be a seder. So we should briefly move on to another area, which is what we call rogel. So as we said, it's going to be a problem to repay anything extra. At the same time, clearly anything which I would have done otherwise unrelated to the loan, I can continue doing once I've taken the loan. So any kind of gift or favour which you could argue would be considered ribis. If I do a favour to the loiver, if I give him some kind of gift, to the malva, sorry, once I've borrowed money from him, so that could be considered ribis. Anything which I'm doing, anything extra, as we said, anything extra which I'm giving because of the loan would be considered ribis. However, anything which I would have done anyway, what we call it rogel, I would have done this without the loan, that's going to be beseder. So any kind of gift, any kind of favour that I might have done regardless of the loan, that's going to be mutter to continue doing afterwards, except for a number of specific cases. So, and something which is farhesi, something which is done in public, it's going to be problematic even if I would have done this otherwise. So if, let's say, someone has received a big loan from someone, from his friend, and he wants to buy him an aliyah in shul. So even though you could say, I would have bought him aliyah regardless of the loan, since it's something which is befarhesti, which is done in public, that's going to be problematic even though he might have done it otherwise. Another case is something which is shalom medatai, maybe less common, but someone which should do something without permission, I assume he won't mind. That's also going to be a problem with this. Tosis mentions both of these cases. Another two cases which can be common is if you're b'shas peroi, if I do something b'shas peroi, even if it's a gift I would have given otherwise, but if I do it b'shas peroi, the time I'm repaying the loan, that's going to be problematic, which can be common, let's say, if someone's baking a cake and they run out of flour, so the wife knocks onto the neighbour, who's borrow some flour, sure, no problem, here's some flour. And so fine, so they bake some cake, so they knock on the next day to return the flour. Here's some cake. Take some cake as well. May I make this cake? And that it's in and of itself wouldn't necessarily be any problem. Neighbours who regularly send each other gifts, if it's not because of the loan, that would be fine. However, b'shas peroin, I'm repaying the flour together with some cake, that's going to be awesome. It's a Mexican ribis. It looks like ribis. Even if you would have given this gift otherwise. So that's why if you separate the two transactions, return the flour, then later go on and give them cakes, that'll be fine.
How far hesi is for hesi?
So it's in front of 10.
In front of 10 people. So for instance, Shloch Monas, that's quite common.
Right, so Shloch can be very common. So it isn't necessarily public, it's not inherently public.
It's a private house.
Right, but it can be very common that a person gives from Shloch Monas because of the loan. The Beit HaRoi and Eretz Yisrael receive hundreds, literally hundreds of calls after Purim every year from people who realize, oh, I've just received Mishloach Manos from someone they lent money to. What do I do now? Is there a revenge to every day receive hundreds of calls like this. But something which is very important to be aware of, that very often, someone gave me a halvah and sent them a nice Mishloach Manos.
Not Shas Peroin.
Sorry?
That was very, very
well, it won't be Shas Peroin, but if I'm doing it because of the halvah, that will be also regardless. If I'm doing this, I appreciate the fact he gave me someone gave me a loan, I'll send him a nice Mishloach Manos. If I'm doing that because of the halva, that will be awesome. It can be very, very, very common. obviously the Torah wants us to feel Hakar Sataif, and we a person can and should feel Hakar Sataif to the life, but the Torah gives us ways in which we're not meant to express that. To give someone a gift while the loan is extant out of gratitude, that's rebus.
How long is
Shas Peron? The Shas Peron itself is while I'm repaying. If I give back the flour and I come knock on 10 minutes later, here's some cake. As long as something which I would do anyway, I'm not doing that because of the now that'll be fine. Fine. So just to wrap up briefly. So that's the case of Rogel. And Mechavin is also a fourth issur when it comes to Rogel, something which we do anyway. We had something in public, something which is shelo medata without his knowledge, something which is b'shas parayin, and well, mechaven. If I now intend to do it because of the road. So, case where someone's learning the basic medrash, and he hears chavrusa next to him. So someone said, one chavrusa is sitting learning, the other chavrusa comes with a coffee. He says, "Oh, thank you so much. You gave me how really helped me the loan you gave me yesterday. I thought the first thing I come to the basic medrash, I'm going to come make you a coffee." So it could be he made him a coffee every day, but now that he's mechaven, I'm doing this out of gratitude to the loan, that makes it aser. So once you're mechaven, especially if you're mefarish, that's going to make it aser again.
If he says, it's the opposite, and he says, yes, he says clearly, this is nothing to do with the loan whatsoever.
Well, if he knows it's nothing to do with it, yeah. If he knows that he would have given this regardless, and it's not to do with the loan,
maybe he wouldn't. But it's stipulated clearly that this has nothing to do with the whole book.
Okay, it's good. It's going to be totally on what's the reality. What he says isn't necessarily being kaveh. What's the reality? Is he actually doing this because of the loan? That'll be a problem. If it's actually not related, then there will be beseder. So there's much more to say. As many other cases, psika tarsha. Well, if I pay early with a discount, if I get a discount because I pay early, if I pay extra because of installments, there are many different cases that we may be able to cover today. But it's many different cases of ribbis that are very common. But I briefly into kind of the neshama of ribbis. As we know, there's a well-known kliyaka that the ribbis teaches us betachon, that even when we do hashtadlus, that Hashem wants us to do it in a way where we recognize that the pronounced comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, whereas ribbis is something which appears like a guaranteed investment. There's no, he has to pay me the money, that's it. That's the aspect of B'tochen which we learn from Mitzvah Ribbis. But another point which Ravind always says over is the fact that the Torah wants us to lend money, Mekayim the Mitzvah of Halvas Kesef, which is even greater than Tzedakah, as Gemara says. Hashem wants us to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Halvah because someone needs help. As soon as there's ribbis involved, so I'm looking to see what I can get out of it, how I can take advantage of the situation, I'm no longer helping in other years, I'm seeing how I can take advantage of it. So the Torah wants us to be mekayim the mitzvah of halvas kesef, of kesef talvas ami, because the Torah wants us to help in other years. So he said that some of the many common cases of ribbis, which as we know, the severity, of the, on one hand, the severity which the Torah puts to the issur of ribbis, the scary things that Chazal say, but the Oynish Ribbis, but at the same time, the tremendous bracha that the Torah says, that Leman Yivorecha Hashem Elokecha B'chol Masi Yodecha, Pasun is Kafel, with the Issur Ribbis, that the special bracha the Torah guarantees us, B'chol Hashem Shadech to Mekayim this.
Yes, yes. I want to put this on.